Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Chulin Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph. We're about to take a look at the second half of Mishnah Bet and then Mishnah Gimel in this relatively small piece, and then we're going to go to the beginning of Mishnah Dalet. Hanotel Gidon Hasheh, taking Gidon Hasheh out of the leg. Sarich Shitod Kulo. According to Chachamim, you have to take all of it out. No, you just have to fulfill mitzvah netilah. Meaning, you don't have to take all of it out. Whoever's going to get it has to make sure not to eat it. But the mitzvah of taking it out, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is just take some out. Ha'ochel migidon hasheh kazayit. So if you eat a kazayit of gidon hasheh, meaning you have a gidon hasheh which is more than a kazayit, you eat a kazayit of it, sofeg arbaim, you get one set of makot. Achlo ve'ein bo kazayit. Let's say you ate the whole gid, but it's less than a kazayit. Chayav, again you're chayav, but achal mizeh kazayit umizeh kazayit, if you ate a kazayit of the right one and a kazayit of the left one, sofeg shmonim, you get two sets of makot. Rabbi Yehuda says you only get one, and that we understand because Rabbi Yehuda already said you're only chayav for the right one, the left one is totally mutar. Okay, now a little story. Bar Piuli was a fellow who was a shochet, avi kai kameh deshmu, avi kamanakar atma. He was in front of Shmuel, and he was cleaning out, doing nikur to clean out the gid from a thigh. Like a goyle, he was just cutting it. Shmuel said, cut deeper. If I wouldn't see you, you would have given me isur. Irtat. So this fellow got upset, kind of shaken. And he dropped the knife. So Shmuel saw he was upset. Don't be afraid. Whoever taught you to do it that way was teaching like Rabbi Yehuda. That was fine, but I hold like Chachamim, you have to do more. So now let's figure this out. I'm Rav Sheshit. My deshakel bar piuli, the amount that bar piuli had taken out, do'oraita Rabbi Yehuda. That's the amount that a quarter of Yehuda is do'oraita, meaning that you have to take me do'oraita. Michlal de'sheir de'rabanan the Rabbi Yehuda, which means it sounds like from Rav Sheshit's words that there's a de'rabanan amount that has to be taken out of Korma Yehuda that he didn't take out. But if that's the case, if that's the case, who taught Bar Piuli, based on whose opinion was he teaching? So Alam of Sheshet, my deshakal Bar Piuli to Oraita, or my deshayer to Rabban the Rab Meir. Here's how it plays out. What Bar Piuli took out was the Doraita according to everybody. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have anything more. Or my deshayer to Rabban the Rab Meir. Rab Meir, who is the opposite number in our Mishnah Chachamim, says midrabanan, you have to take out more, and that's what he didn't take. The Rabbi Yehuda from the Rabbanan Sharan, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't even have to take that out. In other words, what Rav Sheshet said was there's a doraita cut. We all agree it's a doraita cut. It's what Bar Piuli took. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to take anything more. Rav Meir says midrabanan, you have to take everything out, and which means essentially they agree on what mitzvah netilah is. The question is there an obligation Rabbanan to get everything out so nobody will eat the isur. And that's what Shmuel said to him. Okay, Achal Migidon Hasheh, etc. Amar Shmuel, lo asra Torah lo sha'alakat bevad. The only isur of the Torah is the Gidon Hasheh that's right there at the hip joint. Shneimar al kafei rech. Not all the way down. Amar Papa Ketanoi. He said, that's a machlok Ketanaim. Achlo vein bo kazayit chayav, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad she bo kazayit. In our Mishnah, we said that if you ate the whole thing and it doesn't have a kazayit, you're chayav. And we know from a bright that Rabbi Yehuda adds in that you have to have a kazayit. So now, my time of the Rabbanan, so that plays on Shmuel's halacha, because according to Rabbanan, you don't have to have a kazayit, because it's only what the Torah prohibited. That itself is the isur, and that's like kafei erech. Rabbi Yehuda seems to say that the whole thing is your chayav, and you have to eat like regular achila kazayit. So let's see it play out. We've got quite a ping pong here. My time of the Rabbanan, why do Rabbanan say you're chayav for eating just the gid, even though it's less than a kazayit? Because bria, it's a bria or beria, meaning it's a complete thing by itself, just like an ant or like anything else that's tiny, but you're still looking for. Think about the end of Masachet Makot. Rabbi Yehuda says, Achila k'tivet, says, Alken lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael gidon hasheh. Achila means kazayit. Rabbanan say, Ha'i achila l'chi'ipei arba chamisha zeitim v'achal chad kazayit michayev. Why does the Torah call it achila? Because that's to cover a case when the gid is very big and you only ate a kazayit from it but didn't eat the whole thing. You might think you're not chayiv till you ate the whole thing. Therefore, the Torah says achila to say you're chayiv for kazayit. But not to negate that you're chayav for less than a kazayit if it's the whole thing. So Rabbi Yehuda, what does he do with that? Me'ashor ha'kafay reich nafka. He says, Ashor ha'kafay reich tells me that I'm chayiv even for eating a part of it if it's a kazayit. meaning the part that's akaf hayarech. Not that that's the only place you're chayiv for, but you're chayiv even if you only ate that part, if it's kazayit. Rabban, what do they do with that? Well, the answer is easy. How we buy it? Shmuel. They used it as Shmuel said. The Torah only prohibited that which was al-kaf hayarech from that pasuk. So what does Rabbi Yehuda do with that halacha of Shmuel? He says, hayarech tiv, meaning the kuliyarech. It says, al-kaf hayarech means the whole fi is asur. So Rabbanan, so he disagrees fundamentally. He says the whole thing is asur, although he only demands for nitila that you take out a symbolic amount, perhaps. Now, Rabbanan, what do they do with, kulei arech? Hahu de pashi disur b'kulei arech. Afuki chitzon delo. We already saw, how do Rabbanan interpret hayarech? To tell me not that the whole yarech is asur, but which gita is asur? The gid that goes through the whole yarech as opposed to the chitzon, the outer gid, which is only part. Shmuel said that a while ago. Well, the only shalakaf, but the only part you're chayav for is the part that's right there at the joint. For high kafi violin and mute off to late kaf, think back to the first Mishnah. We excluded birds from gid on a shek because they don't have a kaf, and we needed kaf for that. The answer is trey kaf tibi. Look at the pasuk. It says kaf twice. One to exclude birds. The other one is to tell me that you're the only isur is right asher al hakaf. Okay, the next Mishnah, and we're not going to read the whole Mishnah because it's really Mishnah Dalet and Mishnah Hay, but the Mishnah Dalet part of it opens up a floodgate of information and discussion about ta'aruvot when isur and heter get mixed together, cooked together, mixed up together. How we deal with it. Yarech shin pasha ba gid on hasheh. If you have a thigh and the gid on hasheh is in it, and you cook the whole thing as is, imyesh ba menotem tam. If the taste of the gid is felt in the thigh, harezu asura. Or say it better: if there is enough gid that were it something that had a different flavor than the thigh, it would flavor it. Then harezu asura. The thigh is asur. And here you get the principle of ta'am ki ikar. That when something flavors another, that other takes on the halachic definition of the flavoring agent. Now, ketzav mesharei tasso, how do you measure it, considering that you're not allowed to eat it, first of all, but considering that it's all the same taste? Kebasar balefet, like meat with turnips. So in other words, if you equate the ghid to meat and the thigh to turnips, and you said if there was that amount of meat and that amount of turnips cooked at this heat for this length, if it would make the turnips taste like meat, then this yarech is asur as gidon hasheh. Okay, and that's all we're going to look at for now. We're going to come back to the rest of this Mishnah in a number of podcasts when we deal with the second issue of Netinat Tam. Now, Amar Shmuel, Lo Shanu Elashin Pashelba. This halacha of Isur is only if it was cooked. But if it was roasted on an open fire, we say there is no netinat tam. You can eat the whole fi, it doesn't matter what the ratio is, and eat it all the way till you get to the gid and then throw it away. Ravuna said that if you take a kid and you roast it with its fat in it, you're not allowed to eat even from the edge of it, from the tip of its ear, which means roasting is something that does excite tastes inside the animal and cause one thing to flavor another. And so shani chelim fapea, fat bubbles when it's roasted and it moves around, the molecules get stimulated. The ghee doesn't. The ghee needs to be cooked in order for everything to soften up and for the ghee to give its taste. Uvechelim asur, now let's flip back. Is it really asur if you roasted an animal with its fat in it? Is the whole animal asur? From Rabbanan, Uvdave kamed Rabbi Yochanan mechnishta de Maon, in the Beit Knesset in the town of Maon, near Tveria, not the Maon in the south, but the Maon near Tveria, there was a case that came to Rabbi Yochanan. Bigdish, slobachamo, exactly that. It was a goat that was roasted with its fat in it. Ve'atu v'shailu al Rabbi Yochanan. And they came and they asked Rabbi Yochanan what to do. Eat away at the goat until you get to the fat, and then don't eat anymore. The answer is, answer number one is that that's the case. And in that case, that goat happened to be very skinny, so it didn't have a lot of fat that was mefaper, that bubbled up. He said it was a different case. It was a kidney with its chalif around it. Vishari, it was mutar because it has a membrane around it that keeps the fat from getting out. It was a different case. It was little fishes that are not kosher in a meat pot. And what happened? They came to Rabbi Yochanan. obviously can't eat it. Let a non-Jewish cook taste it. Non-Jews can eat that stuff, but he has to be a cook, so he's an expert, and so that he will be able to identify whether or not there's really the taste of these fish in this pot, and if so, it's asur, and if not, mutar. Later on, we'll discuss how he develops his credibility, but for right now, he has the expertise. He's not Jewish, so therefore it's totally permissible for him to eat this. We're going to see how this issue of the Kfeil Arma plays out in the next Gemara, but we'll leave that for the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.